It is time for our middle school update. And today, actually, for the final time, unless I suppose we do like an Okemos middle school update, we welcome Jody Noble, principal at Legg Middle School. The announcement made at last night's school board meeting that Coldwater is going to be missing you after the end of this semester, right?
Good morning, yes. And I will say that this has been a wonderful 3 years here, and I believe that Legg Middle School is running in the right direction. Wonderful staff members and support services all around.
Yeah. As you look back at those 3 years, what were some of the things maybe you're most proud of you know, that you were able to accomplish, you know, with the staff over those 3 years?
Really embracing the middle school student and understanding their brain development and how to communicate with them and how to help them strive. Academic success.
Middle school is an interesting time period for those kids, and I would think as educators, and an interesting challenge, isn't it?
They keep us on our toes every day, and I thank them for that. It'll keep me young.
Well, that's the thing. You go from little kids to young adults. In some cases, it might be a matter of months within that. So there's all that transition time that goes with that. But I know taking the position in the Okemos School District a little closer to where your home is. So that's that was again kind of a tough decision for you. Well, you'll be missed, but good luck in the career up there in Okemos now.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what's happening, Holo, for the next couple of weeks here at the Legg Middle School, because it is still a very busy time, isn't it?
Oh, it's extremely busy. And I opened up my calendar this morning to highlight a few things for you. I have to find what list to prepare to discuss. One thing I do want to let everyone know is we have our students involved in what we call GRIT Challenge. And GRIT is what it sounds like, who's willing to continue to work hard to succeed. And our challenge to the kids for the last 5 weeks was to have all their classroom homework in on time, every time. And those students that have succeeded that will get to join us for June 3rd Bombers game over in Battle Creek. So that has been fun, and I think the kids have embraced the challenge. And we will find out on Friday how many students have qualified for that challenge.
Great.
Yeah. A couple other things. We have our 8th grade visit. 2 years ago, we decided that the 8th graders need to understand what high school is about in order to get to college. So last year, we had a great visit to Hillsdale. This year, we're taking the kids to University of Michigan. They have a wonderful 8th grade transition program where they're going to speak with guys, we'll take them on a tour. They'll talk about finances, and it's not to get the kids to go to U of M. It's just to expose them to what college is about and what you need to do as an 8th grader going into high school to prepare for it. That's next week. We're excited for the kids and that opportunity. And we have our band and we have our choir concert next week. And we also have Applebee's is having a grand opening. And they are donating 20% of the proceeds on June 3rd during the lunchtime right back to our Backpack for Buddies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, very, very generous of them.
Yeah, we'll actually be broadcasting from Applebee's that day, too,
so
that'll be helpful as well.
Yeah, very nice.
All right. As far as the kids transitioning from Lakeland to Legg Middle School and then the other way around from the 8th grade to high school, are you getting special days planned for that to get those kids acclimated?
Yeah, of course. From the 5th grade to 6th grade, we have had our counselors out to Lakeland. They explained our courses, and the kids have chosen classes, and then we had a parent night. That has occurred already. The Lakeland kids have came to Legg Middle School for lunch and a tour of the building. And then I do have it set up in the fall that there will be a separate 6th grade orientation night in August, again, to get them acclimated in a small group setting. And then as far as 8th grade and 9th grade, Mr. Milnes has hosted a parent evening session. We have also supplied the kids in 8th grade take their Explore test, and we've supplied that information to the high school counselors, and they will help the kids select courses based on their testing. And then the 8th graders will go over to the 9th grade campus for lunch.
Okay.
In a couple weeks when the seniors are gone.
Well, the transition time then for both ends of it then.
A very important time for kids to feel safe and secure of where they're going to next.
What advice do you have for the kids or the parents here for the, you know, for the last, what, 3 weeks of the school year, of what the expectations should be from the teacher standpoint, but also from their standpoint?
Expectations, you know, I guess maintain what we started in September. Continue to be here every day on time. Be ready to learn and come prepared. And have fun in the meantime, but be ready to work hard all the way through June 17th or 18th.
Yeah. Finish strong.
And then finish strong, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jody, it's been fun, and I'm sure we'll bump into you before you head off back north to Okemos. But congratulations on the new position. You'll be missed in Coldwater,
yes,
but
we'll
transition to a new phase of your career then.
Yes, I appreciate it, Ken.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Jody Noble, she's the principal at the Legg Middle School in Coldwater with us on this edition of our Middle School Update.